and welcome to the November 2012 edition of The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. The theme for today's program is A Path to Collegiate Success. We'll talk about how our university is working with the local school districts in order to focus on student access and outreach, as well as creating necessary partnerships and keeping open the lines of communication with current and future higher education customers. And later, as this year's homecoming festivities are fresh in our minds, we'll talk with Randy Van Deven, the Vice President for Institutional Advancement, about some of the ways that many of our former students choose to reconnect with the institution. But first, some housekeeping notes. Glad to have you in studio, Dr. Jones.
Thanks, Jared. It's great to be here. This is a little news announcement. I'm going to elevate it beyond a housekeeping note, though, because this is a big deal. You know, we've been talking about nursing for a long time.
Right.
We've been working hard on a proposal for the last 2 years. Dr. Barbara Tucker, the head of our nursing program, was the guest on the show a few months ago. And I am thrilled to report that last month at the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, our nursing program received its final approval.
The finalist of them all.
The finalist of them all. A lot of steps in this process, and all of them are important, and you don't get to go to the next one until you clear the hurdle that you're facing right now. We're now official. We're now approved. We're up and running, and we'll be admitting our first group of 30 students in January.
That's so exciting, and I feel bad, too, because you've been so involved in the process for so long that it's no longer now, I mean, it's no longer fresh, but for somebody like me who's hearing Texas A&M University Commerce has a nursing program, that's huge. That's so incredibly exciting.
It is huge, and even though we can only admit 30 students, we've had well over 1,000 inquiries.
Wow.
And that's with no advertising, that's just word of mouth, that's just sort of the information that's getting out there.
That really speaks to the need of a program like this in this area.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is Texas A&M University Commerce is going to be part of the solution to the nursing shortage in this very underserved region of rural northeast Texas.
Right.
So we're very proud of that accomplishment. And, of course, we're coming up on the end of the year, and we're approaching the time of giving.
Yes.
And we hope that all of our listeners today will consider making a end-of-the-year financial contribution to 88.9 KETR. This is the time to do it. This is when you start doing your tax planning and making sure that your charitable giving is up at the level that you intend it to be. And it's one of the last opportunities of the year to make that tax-deductible contribution to a deserving organization. And what organization is more deserving in this region, in this part of Northeast Texas, than KETR? So we hope that all of our listeners will choose to support KETR with their charitable donations. They can do that in a variety of ways.
Sure.
They can send a check for those of us, and I count myself in that group, who still write an occasional check. You can write it out to 88.9 KETR and put a 44-cent stamp on it. Is that right, 44?
Well,
is that
what
however
much they are. What, yeah. Forever. They say forever now.
Forever now. P.O. Box 4504. Commerce, Texas, 75428.
Sure. If you don't want to write the check, you can always use that debit card or the credit card or any other, you know, we don't trade in goats just yet, but
right.
everything else. You can visit KETR.org and click support this station up in the top right-hand corner to make that contribution.
Which is the way that my wife and I give.
Yes.
And it's very convenient, very safe, very secure. In fact, I was not an early adopter to using online payment systems.
Yeah, sure.
But because I didn't think they were secure. But, you know, then you get a check stolen in the mail or a check doesn't show up, which has happened to me before, and you realize, you know, writing a check and dropping that in the mail, that's not very secure either.
No.
And you're actually way ahead to use all of the power of the Internet.
When it happens in real time and then it's over, that's great.
Right.
Well, back to business. We've got to talk about some of the efforts the university is undertaking with, for instance, Commerce ISD and other organizations to help create a path to success for young people here in Northeast Texas.
That's right, Jared. It's so important for the university to assume responsibility for the success of students before they ever get to the front door of the campus.
Right.
If we wait until students show up here to start helping them succeed, well, we see what the consequences are. They come, they're underprepared, they're not used to the college lifestyle, they're not really familiar with the expectations. We teach a lot of developmental education here, math, reading, writing. We every institution in the state, except, of course, the kind of the elite, highly selective institutions, don't do much of that. But all of us regional public comprehensive universities do a lot of developmental education. And think about it, that's that's something that we really shouldn't have to be involved in. We ought to be able to take students where they are when they show up and move them straight into their college career.
Sure.
Having said that, we've got to be part of the solution of helping them become better prepared. We can't just kind of point our fingers at the high schools and say, you guys need to be doing a better job of teaching math.
Right.
It's our teachers out there who are teaching math, after all, and these are children in our community. So we need to do our part to ensure that when students come here, they have a great chance of academic success from the first day of their first semester.
Right.
Well, and there's a couple of specific things. We've been busy over the last several years building partnerships both locally and regionally. We've reached out to our community college partners. We've strengthened our ties with the community colleges in terms of articulation and transfer agreements. We're trying to do a better job of advising students while they're still in the community college to make sure that all of the hours that they take there apply to their degree program when they show up on campus. One of the interesting things that is just getting underway is a project that we're undertaking with our own local community partner, and that's the Commerce ISD. Of course, we do a lot of stuff with Commerce ISD. They're right across several streets from campus, right, depending on which campus of theirs that you're going to. But one thing that that we're doing, and this is it's on a small scale and doesn't really have any money behind it at this point. We're just kind of doing it with on a shoestring. But I think it's going to be successful. I think it's going to be a model that we're going to be able to scale up. And this is being headed by Noah Nelson, who was our guest on the show a month or two ago. Noah is our new he's been a journalism professor here. He is a director of community engagement, and he's also our interim director of media relations. And he and Blake Cooper, our CISD superintendent, have gotten together, and they're putting together an outreach program to help young African-American males in particular achieve a higher level of success both in high school and to build a higher level of aspiration in terms of college-going desire.
Right.
That's so important. If you wait until they're seniors, and I know we've talked about this before on the program, to get them thinking about college, it's way too late.
Right. You've missed an amazing opportunity to really point in the right direction and say college is the way to go.
Right. And, you know, ninth grade is about the latest you want to start this, and the earlier the better. And, you know, I mean, reach down into elementary school, even into kindergarten if you can. So Noah is working with a group of young men on campus who are students here, and they're going to go out in, into the homes and visit the families of these young men, these young students in the district, and just talk to them. Talk to them about the issues. Talk to them about how they feel about themselves and what their potential is in terms of going to college. What do they want out of life, and how will college help them achieve that? So, some tutoring, perhaps, some academic tutoring, but I think so often when we think of underprepared students, we think the problems are, or the, let's call them not problems, let's just say the deficiencies, all have to do with academic areas. You know, they're not so good in math. They're not so good in reading and writing. That's important. We can address those things in the classroom, but equally and perhaps more important is their environment, the world they live in.
Right.
And I know for a lot of our students who struggle in high school, carrying a book home to do homework just isn't a cool thing to do, right?
That's true.
I mean, we got to admit it. That's not the problem. Academic success doesn't earn them the recognition of their peers.
Right.
And
not the way that it should.
Not in the way that it should.
Right.
Right. I was talking to one of our faculty members, and he was, you know, they're so into technology. One thing we're thinking about doing, trying to get some money to do, is give them iPads, mm-hmm. okay? And then they can download books, and they can actually use those to do their homework. And this faculty member was joking about how, yeah, carrying an iPad around is cool. Carrying a book will get you beat up.
Yeah. But that sort of does underscore, like, the way that young people think about obtaining book smarts.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you happen to excel in a particular subject, that doesn't necessarily help you in the social realm.
Right. But that's where we've got to focus our efforts. That's where we've got to make a difference.
Right.
We've got to help these young men and women especially the young men, realize that doing well, achieving well at a high rate, at a high level, and going on to college is good for them.
Right.
It's good for their families. It's good for their communities. And again, that's we can't always send that message in the classroom.
Right.
Because a variety of reasons, it's just not received.
Right. Students aren't primed to receive that message.
Right. And quite honestly, teachers can't always convey that message. Because viewed from the perspective of that environment, the teacher is not cool. The teacher is, you know, not part of that student's world.
Right.
But if we can connect those young men with successful college students here at A&M Commerce who can talk to them as peers, as slightly older peers, but as peers who were willing to kind of step out of that circle, take a chance, exert some courage, and try to improve their lives through education. That's the message that we're trying to send.
I think you can really change the way that young people might view college. I mean, in most cases, I think there's this general regard for college that it is, you know, what you're supposed to do, what people are supposed to do. But I think something happens somewhere between elementary school and high school, or you know, early years of high school, where you sort of have this idea that you may or may, it may not be for you.
Right.
And that's the sort of thing. There's no reason to have that feeling. That you certainly want to bridge that connection. And Phil, like I did, I was a first generation college student, but it was just never a question.
Right.
I was going to go to college. That was just
right.
That was a given.
Right.
And I don't think that it's particularly difficult to get in the mindset of saying that, of saying, hey, college is what you're going to do after high school.
You know, and of course the family plays an important role, and in your family and in my family growing up, I mean, I got the same message. I've told this story before. My father was the first member of his family to go to college, and he saw the power that education had to improve his own life. So the message to me growing up was, you're going to college. You received the same message.
Right.
So many of your young people today don't get that message at home. Doesn't mean they're not bright, doesn't mean they're not capable, doesn't mean they can't take advantage of the opportunities that are available to them here at the university. But we've got to do more, both at the university and in the public education system, than kind of throw our hands up and say, well, the parents don't care, they're not getting the support from their parents, nothing we can do about it.
Right, that's not the answer.
No, fact is, there is something we can do about it. And it's programs like this little fledgling effort that Mr. Nelson is putting together that can help get that message across. If the parents are not involved, if the parents are not sending the message, we can't change that.
Right.
That's just a reality, okay? Let's find another way to send the message. Let's send the message using our own students who can convey it with sincerity and with credibility.
Sure.
So anyway, we're very proud of that, and we're looking for great results to come of it. A couple of other things we're doing of a similar vein in Dallas. We work at Woodrow Wilson High School. We have a group of our Honors College students going over there on a regular basis, doing some tutoring on Saturday mornings.
Sure.
Very proud of that. Last week, we just did a ribbon cutting at a literacy center in West Dallas, and we're partnering with Atmos Energy. Atmos is putting up some of the funding. And we are supplying some of our students to go over, and this is kind of an adult education literacy program. This is targeting a heavily Hispanic neighborhood, adults who can't read or write, and our students are going to work with them. Well, now, what a wonderful thing for the grown-ups, but what a wonderful thing for the students as well to get involved in that kind of a service learning project.
Sure, sure.
So outreach and partnerships is the theme here. That's what we're all about.
I think so. And I think ultimately it leads to a path to choose, but a path to success for young people here in Northeast Texas and, of course, further out. But at the end of the day, we've got to tackle the problem at home, and I think that's something that is obviously there's a plan laid out, and we're moving toward that goal.
That's it. That's the goal.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about looking back on collegiate success and the ways that former university students are continuing to help create that path to success for current and future students. I'm Jared Knight, speaking with Dr. Dan Jones, and this is The President's Perspective, only on your station, 88.9 KETR.